Tom Fry was born and raised in Ohio. During World War II, he was a gunnery instructor in Florida. That's how he got interested in exhibition shooting, and now Fry holds world records for his marksmanship. He went on to create artworks by using pistols and rifles to shoot through sheets of paper and metal. More than a dozen of Fry's artistic pieces are on exhibit at the Yellowstone County Museum near the Billings-Logan Airport. Kathy Barton is the curator.
We show the development of his artwork, how a lot of work really did go into making these silhouettes, as we call them. He could shoot them out one bullet at a time, freehand, you could say, just out of photographic memory.
Fry used that photographic memory to create images of animals and airplanes. He created advertising signs and logos for some Montana businesses. Barton says Fry was fond of silhouettes of Native Americans, much like the bust of an Indian found on those old buffalo nickels. Barton stands in an exhibit hall at the museum where she points out a series of Fry's works.
And so we have four Indian heads here, and this first one is sort of the best demonstration of what his Indian heads look like. So we have an Indian facing in profile to the left. He's wearing a headdress. It's got six feathers on it. The headdress has a medallion over the ear and a fairly long headband here.
The other Indian profiles in the series look fairly similar to the first one, only they have more feathers in their headdresses and their eyes are slightly different shapes. Museum director Matthew Fessmeyer walks over to two other images created by Fry. It's Bert and Ernie, the famous Muppets from the popular children's TV show Sesame Street.
I grew up loving Sesame Street as a young boy, and when I saw that we had the Bert and Ernie pieces, that for me was just exciting.
Fry had a sense of humor, and sometimes it shows up in his artwork. He glued fake fur on Bert and Ernie's heads to make the piece look more three-dimensional. Fry also did some work in film back in the days when Hollywood had the classic stars. Barton explains he was employed as a sharpshooter, and his skills show up in some great old movies, including Spencer's Mountain, filmed at the Grand Tetons, starring Henry Fonda and Maureen O'Hara.
They would hire exhibition shooters to be on set and actually fire at targets that were on camera while the actor pretended to fire. And so there were live rounds flying on Hollywood sets, and I don't think that would happen anymore.
Tom Fry loved being in Billings, and it was great to see that Billings has loved him back.
Tim Price is a Texas-based writer who recently visited the Yellowstone County Museum to talk about Tom Fry's life and work. Price has written a book about Fry and his relationship with fellow exhibition shooter Adolph Tupperwine, who influenced Fry's artwork.
Adolph Tupperwine grew up before he became a gun shooter. He was a cartoon artist, very gifted with his hands. So there was this dominant gene of good hand-eye coordination. And Tom Fry had it as well. His father was a draftsman. His mother was a hand maker of fine women's hats.
While Tupperwine and Fry were friends, the two also had a competitive relationship. In 1959 in Reno, Nevada, Fry broke Tupperwine's sharpshooting world record after Fry fired at 100,000 hand-thrown wooden cubes. He only missed six. Tupperwine later wrote a letter congratulating Fry, but he also seemed to accuse him of cheating.
I think he was commending Tom Fry for going after this. He knew what a physical grind it was, but at the same time, he just didn't feel like his record was broken.
Whether Fry set a new world record or not, he might be best remembered for his creative nature. The Tom Fry exhibit continues at the Yellowstone County Museum through the end of the year. Steve Shadley, YPR News.